Money FM 89.3, best of the afternoon update.
Welcome to Money and the Market. Cryptocurrencies have suffered a brutal comedown this year, losing $2 trillion U.S. dollars in value since the height of a massive rally in 2021. And that's resulted in many experts warning of a prolonged bear market known as crypto winter. And joining us on the phone today to tell us more about the crypto world is Suvashree Ghosh, cryptocurrency reporter for APAC with Bloomberg. Suva, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Hello. Okay, hi. So in the second quarter of 2022, Bitcoin has witnessed a price dip of approximately 55% and its worst quarterly performance in more than a decade. Will it ever survive the crypto winter?
That's a great question, Hongbin, and I would like to think so, to be honest, that it will survive the crypto winter. But first, let me just give some perspective to this, to my response. You know, I wish I knew what lies in the future. But as a technical analysis, we can see that Bitcoin is up about 14% or so far in this month, right?
Right.
That's like the highest monthly gain since October. And the first month of rise after three consecutive months of decline, you know. So that shows that there is some recovery momentum there in this space currently that we are seeing. And a part of, at least a large part of the negatives have been priced in, right? So, you could say, if I have to answer it in a short, in a line, or in a few words, yes, it looks like there is a chance of we surviving, the crypto industry surviving the winter. Yeah.
So are many investors still clinging on to the hope that the crypto world is going to bounce back?
We all live in hope, Hongbin. and I would think so, because, you know, if you see the bottom, once the bottom was touched, after that we have been bouncing off that bottom. We have not revisited the bottom. So it looks like investors are still clinging onto the hope that there is this bounce back is kind of sustainable. And that's the reason, you know, we are seeing the prices above 20K mostly for quite a few weeks. Mm.
So would it bounce back to like levels that we've seen in 2021?
2021 was like the golden period, in as they call it. But difficult in that sense is what we understand from people who we speak to, the analysts and the crypto experts. 2021 might not be the peak might not be as high as 2021, but of course, like, this looks like we are looking at a decent recovery over the next few months. Yeah.
So speaking of recoveries, you know, Bitcoin saw calm after several Fed officials have talked down the potential 100 basis point hike. But let's say if the Fed does decide on that historic 100 basis point hike, how big of an impact will this be on cryptocurrencies, and are the crypto markets ready for that?
Yeah, that's a great question, you know, Hongbin. And I would say that a lot has been talked about this so-called historic 100 basis points rate hike expectation. Therefore, it is a part of it is baked in into the market. It will be a knee-jerk reaction if the Fed does a 100 basis point rate hike. Of course, they can't. It's not like, you know, we can completely overlook it. But it might be a temporary reaction, because, as I said, like, you know, a large part of the hawkish Fed, the inflation, the housing crisis, everything is a large part of this is baked in. And typically, crypto is the front runner when it comes to other assets. You know, between bonds, stock, exchange rate, crypto is the front runner. It leads the pace. So given that crypto has recovered quite a bit and has priced in a large part of the negatives, it looks like even if the Fed does go for that 100 basis points rate hike, the impact on cryptocurrency markets could be not as bad as it would have been maybe a month back.
Okay, staying a bit hopeful here, but we've already seen several crypto firms file for bankruptcy, and including last week, crypto lender Celsius. So how much big of an impact did that have on cryptocurrencies?
Yeah, Celsius Celsius news was there for a few weeks at least before they went for bankruptcy, right? So that was expected. A large part of it was expected, and therefore the markets did not react very negatively. After, in fact, they went up now that the event was past, event was out of the way. That's the reason, as I was saying, that cryptocurrency markets are baking in quite a few of these negative news, which has been hovering around in the market for the last few weeks.
But can we expect more bankruptcy filing in the coming weeks as we enter into this crypto winter?
That's literally a million-dollar question. There are several weak links still there in the market, to be honest, because it started with one company, but it's like a contagion because the market is over-leveraged. There is a lot of interconnectedness, like typically any financial market will be. And we can't completely ignore the fact that these weak companies are still there, and there are chances of there might be chances of more bankruptcies. We can't just ignore the fact about that and go about our business. Yes, so to answer your question, there might be more in the waiting. We just hope that they aren't too bad for the market. That's what investors would hope for, I guess. Some investors.
Okay. Let's switch to some good news. In a rare bit of good news for cryptocurrencies, the Polygon crypto jumped after Walt Disney chose it for a business development accelerator last Friday. So can we see a continuous rally for the token, or would that be a short-lived rally?
As you said rightly, the Polygon-matic the token actually rose on Friday, driven by that news of the collaboration with Walt Disney. It's also up today. If you see, it's about 3% up, I guess, as of now. The venture depends upon the going ahead. How it will respond will depend upon the utility case of the coin, of the blockchain rather, of Polygon blockchain under this arrangement with Walt Disney. Mm-hmm. How much of the blockchain will be used for what use cases? That will decide the how sustainable the climb, the gains on the token will be for Polygon. So it's not really, I don't think it's going to be like an aberration. It might be depending upon the utility. But as of now, it looks like it will be a part of the overall rally and not an aberration going ahead.
Okay. And lastly, very quickly, in the midst of all of this, how is the crypto mining sector doing?
That's a very important and critical part of our this crypto industry. And as you rightly pointed out, the crypto mining sector is in the middle of this situation. The rigs, to be honest, the mining rigs are selling at a discount, and there is a limited supply rack there. So it's a difficult situation. We have seen that how there are some of these miners who are facing a problem, and they're struggling to repay their debt to raise more capital as Bitcoin prices fell a few weeks back. They're not completely out of the so-called crypto winter for the mining sector, because that's a bigger issue there, the deeper issue there. So that'll take some time, but hopefully once the Bitcoin prices improve further, they will be in a much better situation than they are now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Shuva.
Sure. No problem.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Shuva Shri Ghosh, cryptocurrency reporter for APAC with Bloomberg. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.